Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next up, a Q&A podcast, question 94, investing in oil stocks. Ian asks, I have zero knowledge about investing in any kind of stock, but I'm particularly interested in oil stocks for now. Do you have any suggestions as to what specific stock or funds I can invest in? Is it better to set up Stocks and Shares ISA's account with Hargreaves Lansdown, or do you have any better platform recommendations with lower charges? I want to invest, I think, about £1,500 in oil stock. Do you have any idea where I should start and what specific oil company I should invest in? Whoa, Ian. Stop right there. Quick rule for you listeners, don't invest in things you don't understand. When you introduce your question, Ian, with I have zero knowledge about investing in any kind of stocks, and then continue saying you want to invest in oil stocks, let me tell you now, this isn't going to end well for you. For Ian and anyone else who wants to invest, I'd recommend you take a step back and you read our complete guide to long-term investing, which is available as an ebook or as a mammoth article on Money Stepper website. I'll link to it in the show notes, moneystepper.com/question94. Now, everything you need to know to answer the question about how to invest is in there. I haven't talked about it in the podcast explicitly here because the podcast will last about a day, but I do recommend you check it out. As a brief summary, my advice to you, Ian, would be for your first £1,500 of investments, you really don't want to be investing in one individual stock or even in one individual sector, industry or country. You want to be diversifying more widely in that, and I'd recommend a low-cost global or maybe a low-cost developed markets ETF. For other parts of your question, Ian, I'd say Hargreaves Lansdown are one of the more expensive platforms for Stocks and Shares ISA, and actually there's much better value alternatives with lower charges out there. But generally, your question is the wrong question. You need to learn more about investing before you even think about this kind of stuff. You should start your investing with a nice diversified portfolio. Then in the future, if you have a little bit of that portfolio which you use as your play money, which you invest in oil stocks, then so be it. But that really shouldn't be the fundamental of your investing. I hope I've convinced you to stop you in your tracks, Ian. If not, I'm sure you'll make a good case study in the future of how not to invest. If anyone else has got any questions on investing or anything to do with personal finance, you know where we are, moneystepper.com/submit a question, and I promise I won't be as rude to you as I possibly was to Ian in this episode. Speak to you soon.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.